The first step in getting closer to God is to realize that you need to or that you want to. And the second step in getting closer to God is to realize that it's possible. I want to encourage you to check out my book, Getting Closer to God, Anthologies from the Forefront Trilogy, Book 2. I think this will really be helpful to you in your pursuit of the Lord and help you understand what I learned over the first 30 plus years of my life as a believer, as a minister, and as a missionary in a lot of the countries of the earth. Check it out. Anthologies from the Forefront, Book 2, Getting Closer to God. It's on Amazon. Hi, this is Scott McClelland with your Leadership Minute. Today I want to talk to you about leadership and the pattern of life. At one point I wrote a little article about this, but it comes back up to me again here in my thoughts that we need to be careful who we look to for leadership in terms of that person having influence over our life, because their pattern of life or the way that they live is actually going to be imparted to us and influence our perspective. It'll influence our perspective of reality, either in the direction of what's real or away from it. In this way, leaders define reality for those who follow them. I first heard that, it made me uncomfortable. I didn't want to think about leadership in these terms, especially if I was going to be responsible for shaping someone's perspective of reality. But I think it's true, and I began to see that is true for better and for worse. We look to leadership to interpret the events that are going on, people that we think see clearly and that have a good perspective on events, past, current, or future, are people we look to help us understand what we see around us. We're expecting leadership also to focus on what's important, essential things, and that doesn't always turn out to be the case. It's a frightening responsibility and a big opportunity for us as influencers and those who are being influenced. We need to approach the idea of our own influence with a strong degree of restraint and humility. Is the leadership that you're providing helping people see things as they are? And are the people that you're listening to helping you see things as they are? That's a good question, and think for me, it's one I want to keep in front of myself. Leadership and the pattern of life. Thanks for joining us today for your Leadership Minute. I'm Scott McClelland. If you'd like to contact me or us, please do so at fxmissions.com or on most social media outlets at FX Missions. Thanks and have a good one.